So this evening on Your County, I'm pleased to say we have a studio full of people, which is always lovely. From Paperworks, we have Diane Grubb, who is the North Yorkshire County Council course tutor for Micro Enterprise course. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
And Cara Edwards, who is a trainer and Harrogate branch supervisor.
Hi.
Hi, Cara. So, ladies, first of all, let's start with Paperworks. How do you best describe Paperworks to anybody who doesn't know?
Paperworks offers the opportunity for people with learning disabilities and mental health problems, autism, to come and try real work for real customers. We also offer projects around wellbeing. So we're doing a dance project soon. We're going to be doing a flash mob while we're working. So the guys are going to be doing their normal day-to-day jobs and all of a sudden going to break out into dance. Yeah, and we just try to get involved with people in the community, to other commercial clients, and see how we can best serve our service users.
Diane, with regards to North Yorkshire County Council,
yes,
getting involved, how much do you have a say in what goes on at Paperworks and the projects that are spinning off from Paperworks?
I go in and work with some of the trainees and then notice where there's a gap in learning. So, for instance, we might look at literacy or we might look at customer service, things that would benefit them when they're actually working at Paperworks. Then I would take that back to a manager within North Yorkshire County Council, and then they put the courses together. And this was where the enterprise course came from. So I'd been working with different learners at Paperworks, and it was identified that an enterprise course would be quite good. So we plan the courses then, and I go in and deliver it. And they get a qualification at the end.
It's a really good idea and an incredibly useful project to have. Off the back of Paperworks comes Busy Bears.
Yes.
Now this is the newest project, is it, Cara?
It is, yeah. So Busy Bears originally came from a project run by Scarlett Smith Dunn. She wanted to raise some money for the NSPCC, and with her dad's help, set up a website where you could adopt a bear for a donation. She raised about £800. So she's passed that project on to us. Her name was Pause for My Cause, and these guys have decided to call it Busy Bears.
Obviously, the busy mean more the business aspect.
The business side of Paperworks.
Which is, again, fantastic. So it's nearly ready to go. Am I right in saying that? How far off, how much work is there to be done?
So we're just putting the last finishing touches to the website, sort of a few security things and getting the last bits of the project products on the website. And we aim to be live towards the end of May. So at the moment, we've got lots of bears up for adoption. But we are also very lucky that our commercial clients offer us sort of stock that they don't need anymore. It's amazing stock, really good quality, but they just can't find use for it anymore. So we've got some lovely suits that are really good quality that we're going to list on the website. We've also been really lucky to be donated some lovely notebooks and pencils, calendars, things like that. So the guys have decided how they could package that up, and we maybe got like some notebooks and a few pencils. And they're also thinking of offering sort of printing services. Sort of Paperworks originated with a lot of printing type things, mm-hmm. but obviously as we get a lot more digital, we're moving away from that sort of thing because we just can't keep up with the big, you know, the big companies. So I thought it'd be really nice for the guys to get involved. And they've had their first order from a
Again, that similar... ties in with my other enterprise where I work at Jenny Ruth Workshops. So their enterprise is all about calendars, Rangoli. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's drawn with making pictures with sand.
Ah, right, cool.
So they've produced a calendar and we've asked if Paperworks can print them for us. So it's kind of helping each other, the two enterprises, which is working out really well. So they did the first order just the other day, wasn't it?
Well, we'll talk more about how people can get involved and support Busy Bears in a moment. First of all, I'd like to bring in, let's have a chat to Jenny and Johanna. And what kind of things have you actually been doing with them?
We looked at the website and we've been searching for it. I designed teddy bears as well.
Awesome stuff. So you've actually designed some of the teddies?
Of course, yeah.
And just to describe them to people listening to your county. Now, what do the bears look like? Have they got all individual characters about them?
Well, all the bears are freshly pampered and airbrushed as well. And sell them for the Paperworks with Diane and Cara. And the paperwork's under, we're excited for it.
Brilliant stuff. And Jenny, what about yourself? How long have you been involved with Paperworks and Busy Bears?
I've been at Paperworks for probably about 10 years. And Cara asked me if I wanted to do the course, and I said yes. And been helping Diane, taking photographs of the Busy Bears and doing descriptions of the bears and naming them on the website.
And also Richard is in with us as well. Hello, Richard.
Hello.
Just tell me a little bit about your background and how you've personally been involved with Busy Bears and Paperworks.
I work at Hen with Jenny and them at Henshaw's. I'm a part-time worker at Arts and Crafts every Monday. And also I'm a member of Paperworks. I've been with them nearly two years now.
Amazing stuff. Brilliant. And how has it helped you as a person, Richard, and why do you think it's important to have such kind of projects, enterprises as Busy Bears?
And I think everybody in the group been working very hard with the group and that, and with everybody enjoying it and they're feeling great with the job what they're doing and that.
Superb stuff. Can I just bring Cara and Diane back in? If people like the sound of it, and hopefully they do, how can they go about supporting Busy Bears? And what else do you need?
Well, as I said, the website isn't quite ready yet. So we're going to do a launch on Paperworks social media pages. So we're on Facebook, Twitter. Check us out. Have a look. We do sort of lots of posts anyway about the things we get up to. Hoping for the website to be ready at the end of May, where the bears will be on. Be able to, they've got a suggested donation, but you know, again, as we're a charity, sort of think of whatever you want to give. Order a bear, you get to adopt it, so you'll come with a lovely adoption certificate. And these are things that all the people on the course have been designing, and we'll be working behind the scenes to look at the orders, see what's come through, package up the bear that's purchased, and then send it off to the people that have ordered it.
I actually think it's and I'm not just saying this because you're all here now, I think it's such an invaluable project, and I commend you all for being part of it. How much of an issue is it in today's society, you think, that people with learning difficulties and learning disabilities are shunned when they're perfectly capable of doing jobs?
This is something that I am really, really passionate about. Being a special needs teacher for a lot of years, I think we really need more places like this, because they go in and are treated exactly the same as everybody else. There are no allowances made. Some of my courses are all about getting people into employment. And again, we teach them exactly the same as everybody else, you know, your timekeeping, your rights and responsibilities, everything. And there are no exceptions made because it's the real world. So they have to be treated exactly the same as everyone else would be.
I think it's brilliant. It's so nice to like speak to people with smiles on the faces and passionate about what they do. It's ace. And what about going forward? Obviously, you hope that Busy Bears is going to be a big success, but is there any other projects on the horizon planned for the future, Cara? Or
there are, but it's kind of we're in the process now of just saying, right, what do we need? Where do we go from here? Because after I'm long gone, hopefully the enterprise, the Busy Bears, will keep continuing to run. So then we think of other things that we can do to help the trainees. It could be literacy, there may be some literacy classes. We're talking about creative craft, because some of the learners actually saw the Rangoli calendar that I brought in to be printed, and they've asked if they can do one for Paperworks. So again, we're looking at, but most of the things I do are all accredited, so they do gain a proper qualification. It's not just going in and doing a bit of drawing or whatever. It is all well structured. So we're talking about City and Guilds, Northern Council, lots of different qualifications that they get. So I think we're probably looking at literacy and creative craft for next year, hopefully.
Joanna and Jenny, just explain to us how it all began and the kind of things that you've been doing, building up to where you are now with Busy Bears.
We looked at different pictures in our workbooks, and one of them was like Jamie Oliver, and he's a chef, and he does like books. And the other one was Victoria Beckham.
Brilliant. And who was your favourite out of those two, Jenny? Who did you kind of look at and aspire to be like? Are you a Victoria Beckham in the making?
Not really, no.
No? What about in the kitchen? Are you any good? Can you give Jamie Oliver a run for his money? I bet you can. Yeah. If all of us from Stray FM were invited round for dinner, what are you going to do for the main course, Jenny?
Probably stir fry.
Oh, sounds good. Oh, sounds good. We like that. So it's obviously really inspired you, kind of studying these people and learning about them, and then going on and implementing some of their business ideas into obviously building Busy Bears. Yeah.
Yeah. It did give me great pleasure to do this training course, and I enjoyed it, and that with everybody.
Superb. Lovely stuff. Thank you very much.